National's COVID-19 response spokesperson says granting border workers another 2 weeks' grace to receive the vaccination is unacceptable. The Prime Minister's confirmed that workers will have until the end of April to get the jab before being moved from the front line. COVID-19 vaccines have been available to border workers for more than 7 weeks. Earlier on Morning Report, the Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, said how many vaccine doses were in the country.
We have several hundred thousand, another delivery due this week. So we have good stocks of the vaccine, and we're in constant contact with Pfizer. And at this stage, we've got no concerns about that supply coming through, not just over the coming months, but also once the numbers really ramp up from July.
Given that you've got hundreds of thousands of doses, why are we still vaccinating at such a slow rate? Couldn't you then ramp it up?
Well, the rates are picking up. The main reason that we're having to do it in a sort of a measured way over these next few months is because the very big supplies don't arrive till July, but we are vaccinating all those priority groups. And most days last week, we were up around 7,000 or 8,000 a day being given around the country. So that's great, and we're expecting to see that increase again this week.
That's Dr. Ashley Bloomfield. We can talk now with National's Chris Bishop-Muataro.
Good morning. Hello.
So you think it's time, what, for redeployment of people who have not had the vaccine to start now?
Yeah, look, I think most people would say, you know, it's had a reasonable amount of time from basically mid-February through to, what are we now, sort of mid-April. And I think the rule should basically be from now. If you're vaccinated, you can be on the front line. But if you're not and you choose not to become vaccinated, then you need to be redeployed away from the front line in our border.
Is it not fair to make sure that people are given a lot of time? Because obviously you cannot legally, under employment law, make it mandatory for people to have vaccinations. There may be all sorts of reasons why people have not been able to have one until now. Why not give this extra 2 weeks and then say your time's up?
Well, I think we've had, you know, roughly 7 or 8 weeks now. I think that's been more than enough time. I accept the point that you can't make vaccinations mandatory. No one's arguing for that. National's not. Labor's certainly not. No one's really arguing for that. What we're simply saying is that after a period of time, you've had the opportunity to have the vaccine. I think everyone agrees to work on the front line, you basically have to have been vaccinated. The real question is just, you know, what's the appropriate length of time that it is to do that? And I would argue we're at that point now.
Okay. Well, clearly we're going to get to that point in a couple of weeks. What's the rush?
Well, I think what we're seeing is we're still seeing risks at the border, as you can tell, with the fact that we're having to suspend flights temporarily from India because of the prevalence of COVID in that country indicates the risk.
That's not because of the vaccination rates of our border workers, though.
No, but that's the argument as to why you want to do it, because you want to have as much border protection as possible at the border, because there are still people turning up with COVID. So that's the argument. But as I say, you know, it's going to be done in 2 weeks. We'd prefer it was done now, but you know, it's good that we're moving to that redeployment phase.
But you think the rollout generally that's taking place in New Zealand is not good enough?
Yeah, we do. We're concerned about it. We're the second slowest in the OECD for getting the vaccinations out. You know, just about 2 in 100 people have been vaccinated in New Zealand. Australia has been described as a shambles, but they've done double per capita what we've done. And we are concerned about it. I heard Dr. Bloomfield say before, we've got, you know, several hundred thousand doses in the country. Well, I think a lot of people would say we should be, you know, getting those jabs into people's arms as quickly as possible now. And, you know, the numbers are still quite slow in terms of the ramp up. And the other thing we're concerned about is there doesn't really appear to be a proactive or prospective forward-looking plan from the government about how many we're meant to do each week and each month. We've been asking for that. I know the media have been asking for that for some weeks now, and we just don't really get anything from the government. We get these retrospective, you know, oh, we're at 95% of the plan, but you know, it's all very well to say you've done the plan in a retrospective sense, but the real point is what's the prospective forward-looking plan.
You mentioned that we're not very high up in terms of the OECD countries, but we are pretty much top of the OECD countries in terms of keeping COVID out. So again, I sort of wonder what the rush is. Wouldn't it be better to do it properly and take our time?
Absolutely. We've done a great job in dealing with COVID. No one's arguing about that. I suppose my point would be we did so well last year in terms of dealing with COVID. Let's also do an equally good job when it comes to the vaccine. And in terms of the rush, I think the the real point is that a lot of these countries are going to move ahead of us very, very rapidly. You know, if you've got the UK, the United States, which are up to sort of 50% coverage already, while we're down at, you know, sort of 2 in 100 people, that will give them options and choices that won't be available to New Zealand because they've moved so far ahead of us in terms of the vaccine. So I suppose my point is, let's not be complacent. We did so well last year. Let's also do an equally good job with the vaccine rollout because, you know, the Prime Minister, in her own words, has said that until we've got that herd immunity and got the vaccination rate up...
Mr Bishop, you say let's not be complacent. Do you think the government is being complacent?
I think I would describe the slowness as a concern. And I think...
The slowness doesn't mean complacency, though.
Well, we can't rest on our laurels is the way I would describe it.
And the government is...
I would say the government is not being quick enough in deploying the vaccine for New Zealanders. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Chris Bishop. There.